Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third, the third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Houser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Houser scores. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a line drive into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Jones moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Mantilla moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Green steals second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Weaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. SQ strikes out. One out. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Arnold Early now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Raditz now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Green is hit by the pitch. Malzone moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Malzone moves to third. 2 outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Schilling moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Malzone now playing third base. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplau pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Bennett now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Salmon scores. Alves moves to third. It's 11-6, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing right field. Gary Bell now pitching. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-4 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.